It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, federal prosecutors in Pittsburgh want an Indiana man to go to prison for sending millions of illegal spam messages to cell phones and computers. The FBI charged 31-year-old Philip Flights of Indianapolis with marketing illegal computer skills on a cyber criminal site back in July. President Obama is asking Congress for $4 billion over the next 3 years for schools to teach computer science. The White House singled out Elizabeth Forward and South Fayette school districts as part of a select group of schools nationwide excelling in programming code through the League of Innovative Schools and Digital Promise. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at new technology designed to make the fracking process safer for the environment. Not far from I-79, residents hear the regular rumble of trucks traveling to and from fracking sites. Down highways and rural roads, many of them haul water, an important element in the process.
So right now we're in Washington County on an active well pad for Rice Energy.
Gordon Craig takes me to a drill site where workers are fracturing the shale more than a mile beneath our feet. This is a relatively new well pad, which means it's producing more natural gas than most.
Oh, like 40 to 50 barrels a day type range, and a barrel being 42 gallons.
But the process produces more than gas. The most controversial byproduct in this industry? Water, typically contaminated with things like barium, radium, and more salt than is fit for human consumption.
It's brown and or orange and yucky.
Tom Joseph is founder and CEO of Epiphany Water Solutions. He started this company 6 years ago to provide drinking water to third world countries. It uses a solar-powered generator that he invented to convert salt water.
And then out of the blue one day, we got a phone call from an engineer at Consol Energy.
When news of Joseph's distiller spread to folks in the oil and gas industry, a light bulb went off.
And if that system can really do what you say it does, and if it really works off-grid, and they're small and portable and all that stuff, then there's a huge opportunity for you here in the fracking industry.
But there was one big issue to resolve.
Our systems are designed to be solar-powered, and we live in Pittsburgh. We're lucky if we get 100 sunny days a year.
So he had to redesign his invention to run on a generator powered by the very natural gas being pumped from the shale.
So what we do is we take that salt water, which also contains these other contaminants, and we distill it.
The distilled water is cleaner than tap water, so after it's boiled and separated, it gets piped back into the atmosphere through evaporators with large fans set up right there at the well pad.
And what's left behind is crystallized salt.
By crystallizing the rest of the contaminated water, the volume shrinks by about 80%, meaning those big trucks still have to haul it away, but with far fewer trips to the landfill. The entire process, Joseph says, is much safer for the environment, and he's already looking toward the future. If he can neutralize the contaminants left in the crystallized salt, it could then be recycled as concentrated road salt. In the meantime, the fracking industry is just now beginning to embrace the technology. With the downturn in natural gas prices and demand, companies are looking for more efficient ways to dispose of waste.
It's a win for everybody involved, and the timing just worked out great for us.
And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.